A newly passed bill would allow Alaska sawmill operators to become certified to grade and sell certain type of dimensional lumber they produce for residential construction. As it stands now, Alaskans have to ship in graded lumber from the outside, which is expensive. The grading is required to sell lumber in places that enforce building codes, like Juneau and Anchorage. The bill passed the House 38 votes to 1 this month. It passed the Senate unanimously last month. Sage Thomas operates a sawmill in the Chilkat Valley.
In our town of Haines, there's no building codes and there's no inspectors, and so you can build with whatever you want. So our local sawmills have been selling lumber here for years, and it's fine. It's good. But in Juneau or Anchorage and places like that, you can't.
Thomas says he doesn't plan on selling lumber outside the Haines area, but would be interested in taking the training to learn about grading lumber. The state's Department of Natural Resource would oversee the certification program and provide free training for sawmill operators. Greg Palmieri is the state forester in Haines. He describes what grading lumber means.
What you're doing is identifying the quality of the stick of wood. So you're looking for things that are going to impact the structural integrity of the piece. So in other words, the distribution of knots, the size of knots, those all have factors in the quality of the lumber, and therefore the grades of the lumber will reflect that.
Palmieri says there are three training locations being planned, one near Fairbanks, one on the Kenai Peninsula, and one in southern southeast. He says the program could be a boost to local sawyers.
The grading certification allows them to produce that product and enter into that market, which is a significant opportunity for, you know, the local rough cut and full dimension lumber.
The bill is now waiting for Governor Mike Dunleavy to sign it into law. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.